in this post-hurricane world where there has been so much disruption and trauma and loss, I want to suggest to you one thing, one simple but not easy thing that you can do that can transform this experience for you. And that is to, in the midst of whatever you're going through as a helper, as a survivor, as a Houstonian, whatever you're going through, to offer yourself compassion during this time. And when I say, are you offering yourself compassion? People often say back to me, I don't want to get stuck in self-pity. You know, I'm not going to just sit around and feel sorry for myself. And what I say is good. That's good. We're not talking about self-pity. We're not talking about feeling sorry for yourself. Here's what I mean by self-compassion. Compassion is the healthy human response to suffering, even if the suffering is your own. I want you to just let that sink in a minute. Compassion is the healthy response to suffering, even if the compassion is your own. And so then the next thing that people often say is, well, how do I do that? How do I show myself compassion? And so what I would say to you about that is that if you're only going to do one thing, do this thing. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a friend. The truth is that we are much harder on ourselves. We say things in our minds to ourselves that we would never say to any other human being that we loved. We try to motivate ourselves sometimes by being hard on ourselves. And while that might work in the short term, it does not work in the long term. And all the research is showing us that self-compassion makes us function better in every other area of our lives. That's why this is so important. And if you don't believe me, go check out some research at Kristen Neff's website. She's a researcher from the University of Texas, and it's just self-compassion.org, and lots of good resources there. But here's the idea. You would not be hard on a friend. If a friend was going through exactly what you're going through right now, you would not say, get over it. It's been, you know, a week, a month, a year. You would not say that to that person. You would look that person in the eye, maybe even put your hand on theirs, and you would say, this is really hard. And I'm sorry that you're having to go through this. You might say something like, what do you need? How can I help? You would probably say, I'm here with you and you're going to be okay. Why do we not talk to ourselves that way? And so let me invite you to just try this. We put your hand on your heart and just breathe for a few minutes. Just sit quietly. And then say something to yourself like this. What you're going through is really hard. It's okay that you feel overwhelmed. Life is full of struggle, and this is one of those really hard times. You're not alone. You can be kind to yourself. What do you need? And how do we get what we need? You will be okay. What does it feel like to talk to yourself like you would talk to a friend? You might even change the pronoun and say, I can be kind to myself. I can give myself what I need. It's okay that I'm struggling. I will be okay. Just experiment with that and see what it's like to treat yourself with the compassion that you deserve.